The next case on the docket is case number 14794. It's an application of Baytex Energy USA Limited for an order extending the field boundaries and amending the field rules for the Berg, Bach, and Poole. Would all interested parties please come forward?
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing this matter 14794 on behalf of Baytex Energy USA Limited. We'll have the same three witnesses in this case we had in the previous case.
Thank you. Mr. Zink, do you understand you're still under oath today?
Yes.
Thank you.
Lee, let's turn to the packet of exhibits for case 14794. Let's go to L1. Tell us what that is.
L1 is a general locator map of the existing Berg, Bach, and Poole in Divide and Williams County. The outline in red shows our proposed 1280 extensions of that field.
L2
is just a zoomed in map of the existing Berg, Bach, and Poole, and outlined in red is the proposed 1280 spacing units extension.
Okay, and L3.
L3 just illustrates Baytex's estimated working interest along with its partners in the proposed 1280 extension units for the Berg, Bach, and Poole.
And in those cases where Baytex and its partners own less than a majority interest, will you work with other working interest owners to determine who should be the operator of the wells?
Absolutely.
No further questions.
Questions from staff. Mr. Metz, do you understand you're still under oath today?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ben, would you very briefly discuss what's contained on Exhibit G1?
This is a Bakken structure map going over the Bakken pool, showing a line of cross section starting in the northwest, heading east, and then ending in the southwest.
Okay, and Exhibit G2.
G2 is the cross section itself, showing that the Bakken pool is existent throughout the area.
Okay, and particularly it shows that the Bakken reservoir exists in and under the areas that you're proposing to be included in the Berg Bakken pool. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's all the questions I have.
Thank you. Any questions from staff?
Ben, what's the primary target for the spacing units?
It will be the Three Forks.
Thank you.
Any other questions from staff? Mr. Bricalli, do you understand you're still under oath today?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ward, let's go to Exhibit E1. You want to briefly describe what's on that exhibit?
Hey, Exhibit E1 is the proposed directional plan for the well.
And E2?
E2, again, is the proposed completion diagram for the well bore showing the multi-stage completion.
And E3?
E3 is the reservoir data for a 1280 Three Forks well.
Okay, and would you once again, as you did in the previous case, discuss oil in place, recovery factor, and expected recovery?
The oil in place is calculated out at 5.2 million and expected recovery of 288,000 barrels, primary recovery factor of 8%, excuse me.
Okay, and then Exhibit E4.
E4 is a economics run for a Three Forks 1280 spacing unit well. And again, oil in place, 5.2 million barrels, ultimate recovery, 278,000. Investment of 6 million, net present value discounted 10% at 2.5 million, and a rate of return of 27%.
And I assume, as in the previous case, this secondary recovery factor can be stricken from the exhibit, is that correct?
Yes. Again, Dave Cascella is the one that prepared the exhibit on that one, yes.
But you are looking at a initial a primary recovery factor of about 11% of the original oil.
Yes, yes. Okay. 278,000, yes. Okay.
And, Ward, in your opinion, will the requested relief prevent waste, protect railroad rights, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes, it will.
So all the questions I have, Mr. Examiner, offer each one of the exhibits that were identified by the three witnesses.
Thank you. The exhibits are admitted. Are there any questions from staff? Anything further on this case, Mr. Bender?
Nothing further.
That concludes the hearing in case number 14794. The case will be taken under advisement by the commission.